And we would like, if possible, some statement on the state and the governor's stand on the situation out at Alcatraz.
Well, oh boy, he mentioned it once in a, the only statement I can recall was in a press conference several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't remember exactly what it was. I think he expressed sympathy for the Indians, but seems to me he wondered if this, their aim was really to take over the island or to solicit some support for solution to some of their problems.
Mm-hmm.
Alcatraz, as you realize, is a federal prison.
Right.
We have no connection with it.
Yes, we're well aware of that, but we assume that the state would have some feeling one way or the other about the situation.
Yeah. I don't really think, outside of this one reference to the situation there at a press conference, that he said very much.
Mm-hmm. Well,
not much help to you, right?
No, not really. Is there some way that we could get a copy of this particular statement?
Well, I'll tell you, let me try and find it. I don't even remember when it was. It was sometime this fall.
Uh-huh.
In this Stanford.
Right.
University of New Mexico.
Department of History. That's the address, sufficient mailing address. The phone number is area code 505.
Uh-huh.
The number is 277-2601.
Okay. Now, let's see, where's the University of New Mexico?
Oh, that's at Albuquerque, excuse me.
Okay.
We're in San Francisco right now.
Oh.
And then I think we're going to leave this afternoon. We're going over to Pyramid Lake.
Uh-huh.
And talk to some of the Indians over there. Would you, speaking of that, have any comments to make on the Pyramid Lake situation in relationship to the state of California?
I don't know if he's said anything on that or not.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, if he has, we would appreciate that dope as well.
Yeah. Have you been to Alcatraz?
Yes, we've spent 2 days out on the island. I brought several Indian students with me, and it's been a real education for all of us. And I personally feel that it's a real good deal. It's a chance for the Indians to make a national stand. The unity thing is quite good, but what's good is the fact that this is a place that everybody in the United States has heard of and can relate to, while as if they talk about Pyramid Lake or Blue Lake or the Hoopa Valley, you know, who in Pennsylvania has ever heard of it? And they won't get much sympathy from these other places. But I think the Alcatraz situation may bring the plight of the Indians more to President Nixon's silent majority than just about anything that's come on for quite a while.
Yeah, well, I think that was the governor's feeling, if I recall correctly. But,
mm-hmm. Well, I can almost agree with that, too.
It's a miserable place. When I worked for a newspaper several years ago, I went out to the stories after it was closed. And,
mm-hmm.
Talking to John Hart at the time, they were suggesting making it some sort of a resort or a United Nations monument or something, and it just didn't seem to be practical for any of these things. And I asked Hart what he thought about it, and he said, I think it'd make a hell of a good place for and I think he's right.
Well, one thing, though, that we ought to keep in mind is even though the conditions out there are quite bleak, they're considerably better than most of the reservation conditions.
Well,
So the Indians really don't mind. It's all a frame of reference, you know. Well, well, it's quite nice.
It's a fascinating place, but good place to visit, as they say. But I'm not sure I want to live there.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, listen. Would you be interested in anything else they may have said? I'll see if we may have something cross-filed.
Right. Well, anything on current Indian affairs, we're quite interested in. We are, of course, very interested in the Alcatraz situation, but. Anything of the general nature, we would indeed. The next conversation will be with Mr. Finale, who is one of the area directors of the BIA office in Sacramento, California.
Okay. Very good. We'll see what we can do.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Is Mr. Old Coyote in, please?
Area Director's office.
Is Mr. Old Coyote in, please?
No, I'm sorry, he isn't. He'll be in till Monday.
Is Mr. Finale in?
Yes. Then ask who's calling.
Dennis Stanford.
Dennis Stanford?
Yes. No, I'm not. This is longer. Yes, this is Dennis Stanford from the Department of History at the University of New Mexico, and we have some students that are doing a considerable amount of work in current Indian problems, one of which, of course, is the Alcatraz situation. And we were wondering if you could give us some statement as to what the BIA in California is doing and thinking about this situation.
The whole Alcatraz thing is centered around an urban situation at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And the people who are responsible for dealing directly with that and who have been meeting with the Indian leaders in the urban setting are the is what is called the Regional Council.
Uh-huh.
Now the Regional Council is made up of area of regional directors. Health, education, welfare, the Office of Economic Opportunity, let's see, who else? Those are three. I don't know whether Small Business Administration is in there, or probably Commerce might be in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have been, these are the people that have, well, of course, the General Service Administration in that, they have, they are custodian of the property.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we have, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, because of a jurisdictional problem, we've been present, but we've been more or less in a subordinate role.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, since our efforts do not go into the urban, our major efforts are primarily focused in rural areas.
I see.
And so what we're trying to do is to, in our role, is to try to get these other agencies who have resources available for urban directly with Indians and to make resources available to them.
Yes.
But that's about all I could really give you, because if I went into anything in, you know, any greater detail, I might be giving you something that may run into some that may have some bearing on the negotiations that are ongoing now.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not a party.
Mm-hmm. Who would I contact in, what is this, the General Service Administration?
Well, you could call the Director of the General Service Administration, or you could contact, I can't think of his name at the moment. I guess he's the Regional Director for the for Manpower Training.
Regional.
John.
Director, Manpower Training.
Tom Hannon is the GSA person.
What was that name again?
Tom Hannon. I think it's H-A-N-N-O-N.
H-A-N-N-O-N. And what was the first name again, sir?
Tom.
Tom. Okay. Alrighty. Thank you very much, sir.
Now, there's a staff person, Elaine Handy.
Elaine?
Handy.
Handy.
She's a staff member to the Regional Council, and she's been pulling some material together, and she might be able to help you more in the nitty-gritty than say, the directors themselves.
Uh-huh.
She's Department of Labor, and she's in the federal building in San Francisco. That's something like 730 Golden Gate Street or something. So I'm sure if you get to the federal building, you can probably get the get her number.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that sounds like possibly she'd have quite a bit of data for us.
Now, she'd probably be a very good contact for you.
Uh-huh. Alrighty. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Okay.